insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the verses of chapter Nur, the 24th chapter of the Holy Quran, and different commentary points of these verses. Brothers and sisters, let's listen to the 31st verse.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وقل للمؤمنات يغضضن من أبصارهن ويحفظن فروجهن ولا يبدين زينتهن إلا ما ظهر منها وليضربن بخمرهن على جيوبهن ولا يبدين زينتهن إلا لبعولتهن أو آبائهن أو آباء بعولتهن أو أبنائهن أو أبنائهن أو أبناء بعولتهن أو إخوانهن أو بني إخوانهن أو بني أخواتهن أو نسائهن أو ما ملكت أيمانهن أو التابعين غير أولي الإربة من الرجال أو الطفل الذين لم يظهروا على عورات النساء ولا يضربن بأرجلهن ليعلم ما يخفين من زينتهن وتوبوا إلى الله جميعا أيها المؤمنون لعلكم تفلحون.
And tell the believing women to reduce some of their vision and guard their private parts and not expose their adornment except that which appears thereof, and to draw their head covers over their chests, and not display their adornment, except to their husbands, their fathers, their husbands' fathers, their sons, their husbands' sons, their brothers, their brothers' sons, their sisters' sons, their women, that which their right hands possess, or those male attendants having no physical desire, or children who are not yet aware of the private aspects of women. And let them not stamp their feet to make known what they conceal of their adornment. And turn to Allah in repentance, all of you, O believers, that you might succeed.
So as you listened, we were discussing this 31st verse. We said that in three sentences, the issue of veil is referred to. This issue of veil is the women's characteristics, and this verse totally refers to. The first ordinance was this: لَا يُبْدِينَ زِينَتُهُنَّ إِلَّا مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا. They are not allowed to display their adornments except that which is ordinarily apparent of it. The second ordinance is brought up, and it says,
to draw their veils over their bosoms. وَلْيَضْرِبْنَ بِخُمُورِهِنَّ عَلَى جُيُوبِهِنَّ. The third one, وَلَا يُبْدِينَ زِينَتَهُنَّ إِلَّا لِبُعُولَتِهِنَّ, to the end of the verse. The third ordinance is the cases in which women are allowed to unveil themselves and display their inward adornments. This verse talks about their husbands, their fathers, their husbands' fathers, their sons, their husbands' sons, their brothers, their brothers' sons, their sisters' sons, their women, their slaves, and those who do not have desire for women, and the last of which is those kids who know nothing of the women's nakedness. So, these are all the cases in which the women, as the Holy Quran states, are allowed to unveil themselves and display their inward adornments. Now, the fourth ordinance, finally, is stated in this way. The verse says, وَلَا يَضْرِبْنَ بِأَرْجُلِهِنَّ لِيُعْلَمَ مَا يُخْفِينَ مِنْ زِينَتِهِنَّ. Let them not stamp their feet in walking so as to reveal what they hide of their adornment. So, as the verse says, women must be so exact and strict in observing this kind of being chaste. They have to be chaste, they have to avoid affairs which somehow kindle lust in men's heart. The acts which may cause deviation from this path of staying in chaste order. They must withdraw from letting strange men hear their anklet sound. And this indicates how exact and precise Islam is in these affairs. At the end of the verse, all the believers, irrespective of men and women, are invited to repent, to return to Allah. And the Almighty Allah says, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. Turn unto Allah altogether, أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, O believers, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ, in order that you may succeed. So prior to this, the Almighty Allah said that women must be so strict in observing chastity. They must avoid affairs which bring about lust in women's heart. They must withdraw from letting strange men and hear their anklet sound. And they have to stop causing deviation from the path of chastity. Now, tubu ila Allahi jamia, all women, all men, all the believers, if they have committed such things, now that the facts of ordinances of Islam are explained, they must repent their wrong actions. They must go to Allah for salvation and deliverance. Because la'allakum tuflihun, this successfulness is found only with Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. On our way, there are slippery slopes from which no one can be saved, and we must trust to Allah. The Prophet said about the commentary of the Quranic sentence, إِلَّا لِبُعُولَتِهِنْ, save to their own husbands, that Allah has cursed those women who do not apply cosmetics to their hair and face for the sake of their own husbands, or do not fulfill what their husbands demand. So this means that this path towards salvation, towards successfulness, أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ, is for both men and women. They are both addressed in this verse to cooperate with each other to reach this summit of successfulness. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me, worry and when faith begins.